The Red Deer Rebels announced their new leadership group for the 2024-25 Western Hockey League, WHL, season. The team will be led by Ollie Josephson, who was named the 28th captain in franchise history on Thursday, followed by assistant captains Kalen Lind, Hunter Mayo, and Jet Larson. Josephson, 18, is entering his third season with the Rebels and earlier this summer was selected by the Seattle Kraken in the fourth round, 105th overall in the NHL entry draft. "It's really cool and an honor with an organization like this," Josephson said on Thursday. "There's been some good captains before me, so I'm going to try to follow their footsteps and lead these guys the best I can." The Victoria, BC native said he leads by example on and off the ice through his effort and how he carries himself. Last year, Josephson didn't even serve as an assistant captain but explained he was a part of some leadership groups when he played minor hockey in his hometown. "I just try to be a good guy at all times, be positive, but mainly my effort leads the way," he added. "I've got some good leaders around me as well with Lind, Larson, and Mayo." Head coach Dave Strutch said Josephson has been a great player who leads by his actions, which will give him a voice in the locker room. "As a younger guy, I think it's important to have older guys who can help him along the way. We've got three of them in Lind, Larson, and Mayo. On top of that, we've got a pretty good list of guys who've been around, especially the ones here last year during the playoffs," he said. For Ollie, every single day he comes to work, so it's well deserved. Strutch said when it comes to the way they want to play, how they prepare, and the culture of the team, he believes there's a full room of leaders in the locker room. "When you're working as a team and you're putting everything into every single day preparing with the same mindset, you have to have guys that take ownership of that," Strutch added. "Ollie has done that right from the moment I got here. He hasn't missed a day, he learns from mistakes, and he has the courage to put everything forth. That's what has earned him that opportunity." This weekend, the Rebels will take on the Medicine Hat Tigers in back-to-back games beginning on Friday night at the PV Mart Centrium. The Rebels will look to bounce back from a loss in the home opener, and Josephson said the team is ready for the challenge. "Our practices have been really good. We've had a high tempo with good execution, and we're all really excited for it. It should be a good one," Josephson said.